Now on Money News, let's talk business. Brought to you by Judo Bank, boldly backing business.
Yes, this is Let's Talk Business. We focus on the nation's small and medium businesses, talk about the current challenges and the opportunities that are there and out there where people can succeed, take things to the next level. Very big news that we've had the Health Minister Greg Hunt and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg indicating that the 7-day close contact isolation rules are on track to be unwound. Now, that is going to be huge relief for so many businesses, small and medium-sized businesses who have had so many restrictions on their workers. To have that ease will be a very big deal. And on top of the fact that states are starting to scrap masks and push a return to CBD offices, there are a lot of signs pointing to a strong rebound. In fact, the Judo Bank CEO, Joseph Healy, today forecast business lending to grow at the fastest pace in 14 years. This year. And of course, having seen everything go in the right direction, I think we felt we took a huge leap in the right direction yesterday with the reopening of our international border to travellers. Tourists and skilled migrants can return finally for the first time in over 700 days. Now, that's provided your state government lets them in. And this is another example of how geography is playing a key role in the business outlook for Aussie SMEs right now. This is thanks to Judo Bank boldly backing business. Stephen Mifsud is Judo Bank's New South Wales Managing Director. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brooke.
And good evening to Ben Tyshinsky, Judo Bank's Western Australia Managing Director. Ben, welcome.
Thanks, Brooke.
Stephen, can I start with you in the eastern states? The economy's strong, confidence is increasing, and for the first time in over 700 days, international visitors are now touching down in the country too. What does it mean for SMEs?
Thanks, Brooke. That's a fantastic question. As the Omicron wave recedes and case numbers start to decline more sharply than was probably modelled, we're starting to see life as we previously knew it return to normal. You know, schools have opened, retail's open, restaurants are open, cafes are full. And the return to office, I believe, with the elimination of masks as of next week, we should start to see glimmers of normality and the economy returning and roaring back to life. Absolutely. We're seeing business confidence returning among our SME clients, which is fantastic. Whilst some customers have decided to put some of their plans on hold due to Omicron, as a whole, many of those clients are now picking those plans up. I guess we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that business confidence is at 30-year highs. For me, consumer confidence is also holding in positive territory. And it, by all means, points to a solid recovery from Omicron, which is great.
There's certainly a lot of positive signs, that's for sure. I think a lot of people are in agreement about that. Ben, if we go to the West and chat with you, though, I mean, there is still quite a different reality. Fortress Western Australia is actually, as we speak, still closed to the rest of the country and the world. So what are you sensing as the mood among SMEs where you are?
Thanks, Brooke. So, you know, I guess in WA, we're pretty lucky. And in general, SMEs at the moment are really optimistic in booming WA. The underlying demand in the economy is as strong as probably we've ever seen. But I guess set against this, there are still lots of constraints in the economy, probably similar to what's happening in the rest of the country. And really, it's having enough workers to fill a lot of the jobs. And there's still continued issues with supply chain, and they're probably the two that are occupying most SMEs' minds at the moment. You know, finding workers is really an issue that businesses are going to have to work through as they look to expand and grow. And really looking forward, I guess as a state, we need to find ways to boost capacity, how to get workers into the state, but also look for other ways to improve efficiency and productivity. You know, we're looking forward to, the announcement that happened last week where the borders will open in early March. And this is great news and will hopefully alleviate some of these issues. But I guess time will tell.
Yeah, I think the fears of the COVID brain drain from the West are real. We had one of the biggest Perth business names, Richard Goiter, for one, saying, I mean, he had no choice but to move east because it had become such a problem trying to operate there. Yeah, are you sensing that small businesses feel like that's going to be a lingering problem? There will be some kind of hangover effect from this difficulty of attracting and retaining talent there.
Look, there's no doubt that WA is in a constricted labour market at the moment. We've got one of the lowest unemployment rates in history. It's sitting probably just under 4%. And obviously, the border closures haven't helped. In the current market, you know, businesses should be, you know, expecting to pay more, not only to attract staff, but really to retain staff. And unfortunately, you know, those businesses that can't afford to pay workers are going to have to, you know, potentially cut back on capacity. You know, attracting and retaining talent is not simply down to, I guess, who pays the most, but it really needs to be a collaborative and cohesive, you know, culture that will be the differentiator to keep the talent into that business. And that's something definitely that us at Judo, as we scale, is something that we're focused on and also here, obviously, in WA and with my team.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point about the smaller end of town and the way they deal with this kind of a skills shortage and the skills crisis compared to the big end of town. I think that's really interesting what you've said there. Stephen, back to you. The other huge issue we have that we've spoken about with economic advisor Warren Hogan for Judo Bank as well recently is the inflationary environment that we're facing. A lot of SMEs have never had to operate in an environment like the one we have now. What is the advice that you're sharing with your Judo customers on how to handle it?
Thank you, Brooke. So for SMEs, I recommend five simple steps. And we'll delve into each one in detail, but sort of at a high-level summary, you're talking be realistic, identify your risks, be prepared, approach the bank, and be vigilant. So under be realistic, you know, look at your business and forecast it out over the next, you know, 1 to 6 months and work through the impact of any increased cost pressures that you may need to cope with in that sort of short term. It's very important that people are realistic, they don't panic, but also you don't be too optimistic. On the second point of identify your risks, I suggest really taking the time to understand your key supply chain risks in your business. You know, do you only have one key supplier? I guess a perfect example for me is the automotive industry with the chip shortages and how that can impact your business and what you can do if something does start to go astray. Third one is be prepared. So together and pull together your revised financial plan, maybe with the assistance of your accountant, or on the side of caution, and really try and hone in on what assistance you may need from your bank. Point four is approach the bank, and early engagement on the lender is so important. And if you've done all of this work, you'll be able to present a largely compelling case to your financier with the support you may need. And lastly, be vigilant. So in an uncertain economic and business environment, things can be very, very fluid, and I think they'll remain that way for a while. So stay on top of the measures of performance of your business and then tweak and adapt that plan moving forward so you can do what you can to best stay in front of any issues or challenges you may have in your business.
Stephen Mifsud, Judo Bank's New South Wales Managing Director, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And Ben Dushinsky, Judo Bank's Western Australia Managing Director, appreciate your time, both of your Money News. Thank you.
Thank you.